This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Bima Sakhi Yojana at Panipat in Haryana yesterday. The scheme aims to promote financial literacy and insurance awareness among women. This initiative of Life Insurance Corporation of India, LIC, will empower women aged 18 to 70 years who have passed class 10th by providing specialized training and a stipend for the first 3 years. The Prime Minister also distributed appointment certificates to prospective Bima Sakhis. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said, "Insurance for all is a key part of social security and crucial in eradicating poverty." The Prime Minister said, "Women have played a crucial role in taking the banking services to the villages." Mr. Modi said, "His government has taken unprecedented steps for women empowerment in the last 10 years." The Prime Minister said, "It is important that women get ample opportunities to become empowered and move forward." Prime Minister Modi also laid the foundation stone of the main campus of Maharana Pratap Horticultural University in Karnal. Ministry of Education has enhanced the material cost under the Pradhan Mantri Poshan Shakti Nirman by 13.7%. The ministry in a statement said that the material cost has been enhanced from 5.45 rupees to 6.19 rupees for primary and Balvatika classes and from 8.17 rupees to 9.29 rupees for upper primary classes. The revised rate has come into effect from 1st of this month. The central government will bear the additional cost of over 425 crore rupees in financial year 2024-25 on account of this enhancement. The new rates will be applicable across all the states and UTs. However, they are free to contribute more than their prescribed share. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar co-chaired the 4th India-Bahrain High Joint Commission meeting in Manama yesterday. During his opening remarks, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted the expanding scope of India-Bahrain cooperation encompassing trade, investment, defence and maritime security. Dr. Jaishankar noted India's recent joining of the Combined Maritime Forces headquartered in Manama as a step towards strengthening regional maritime security. In Jammu and Kashmir, the government has assigned districts to ministers to enhance coordination, ensure effective implementation of development programs, and closely monitor public services. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that as per the government order issued by the General Administration Department, Surinder Kumar Chaudhary, Deputy Chief Minister, will oversee the districts of Jammu, Poonch, Anantnag and Shopian. Minister Javed Ahmed Rana will handle Doda, Rajouri, Pulwama and Baramulla districts. This new district allocation aims to streamline governance and accelerate the implementation of key government initiatives across J&K. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav has announced that to mark the completion of 1 year of the state government, Jan Kalyan Parv will be celebrated in the entire state from 11th to 26th of this month. Addressing media in New Delhi yesterday, Dr. Yadav said that under this campaign, the focus will be on the development and welfare of youth, women, farmers and the poor. He further said that as part of this campaign, Bhumi Pujan and unveiling of various development projects worth over 18,000 crore rupees will be undertaken in various districts of Madhya Pradesh. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri held talks with his Bangladesh counterpart Mohammad Jashimuddin in Dhaka yesterday afternoon. Including delegation-level discussions between the two neighbouring countries, Mr. Misri, who was on a day-long visit to Dhaka, also held a separate one-on-one meeting with the Bangladesh Foreign Secretary. Talking to reporters in Dhaka, Mr. Misri said that India desires a positive, constructive and mutually beneficial relationship with Bangladesh. The Foreign Secretary mentioned that he discussed the entire gamut of issues. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that dense fog conditions are likely to prevail late at night and early morning hours in isolated places of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh and Assam till today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.